Food Getting Stuck in the Lap Band. This is part of two podcasts. In this podcast, we're going to talk about what happens if something gets stuck in the lap band. Here's the first thing. Don't try and force it down with water or juice or soda or anything. That's how patients get a slip of their lap band. If you get something stuck, three things will happen. It'll either pass, that'll go through the band, it'll regurgitate, or you'll need to have some fluid removed from the band to allow it to pass. You shouldn't try and drink any papaya or enzymes because they're not going to break down the meat. That's an old wives' tale, and it's dangerous. To help that thing pass, it's sitting in your chest. It feels like you swallowed a golf ball right at the bottom of your breastbone. Try this. Jump up and down. Run up and down the staircase. Touch your toes. Do handstands. Hang upside down. Use gravity to try and dislodge it. But know this. The longer something is stuck, the more irritated the stomach will be. And that means once that passes, your stomach's going to be tighter because it'll get a little bit swollen inside. So it becomes easier for the next thing to be stuck. So we have a rule. If something is stuck for more than an hour, know that you're going to be on a liquid diet for at least 2 or 3 days to heal. And if you have trouble after something passes and need to eat, you need to get some of your fluid taken out of the band. So remember, if you have something stuck in the band, don't try and force it down with water, sips or otherwise. Try and jump up and down. Don't ever try to do something that's going to make the band slip. And ultimately, you may need to have the band unfilled, and that's okay. Next part, we're going to talk about why foods get stuck and how to avoid it. I'm Dr. Terry Simpson. Good day.